Podcast Personal Finance Edition. This is Olivia, joined by my co-host Rashmi.
So today we're going to be talking about the technology sector.
Right, so technology encompasses a broad spectrum of subsectors, which can include software, hardware, and artificial intelligence, and it permeates virtually every single industry that you could invest in.
Yeah, and different tech companies exhibit unique characteristics and performance metrics, influencing investment strategies and risk assessments. And I think that's kind of the beauty of the technology sector.
Yeah, because it is so influential on everything, it's really interesting to think about investing directly in the technology instead of what it affects. And like Rashmi mentioned, there's a lot of unique characteristics of those individual companies that are really interesting and worthwhile to learn about before investing in it.
Yeah, and so last episode we talked about the health sector, and what we learned about that is that not every change within the sector will translate to the rest of it. And that's also demonstrated in the technology sector where, for example, if there's the performance of semiconductors, those are affected by the macroeconomic or systematic changes in the economy. But if you think about the software part of the technology sector, it's more steadier and it's usually unaffected by short-term economic trends.
Yeah, so investors will definitely have to consider how you can diversify your tech portfolio, which might be through tech-based exchange-traded funds, ETFs, or mutual funds, which can give you exposure to both the semiconductors and the software, and decrease exposure to individual changes in the market.
Exactly. I think that's a really safe way to start off if you wanted to start your, you know, experience in investing. ETFs are a great way to start because you're getting that diversified portfolio where, like you said, you're getting those different aspects of everything. So where one thing might drop, the other thing might excel, and that kind of balances it.
Yeah, but obviously, growth is key, especially in the technology industry, which I don't think is something that we would worry about because technology is always evolving and it's always being utilized by society to the best way possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's one downside to the technology sector. It's the fact that you need to be always on top of your game. You cannot be slacking back because if one company decides to, let's talk about like AI, when AI started, shortly after that, everyone started incorporating, Google started incorporating, even Spotify started incorporating AI into their interface. So I think that even though you'll always see growth, it's important to always keep up with the rest of the industry.
Yeah, similarly to healthcare, you want to be there when things start. You want to be one of the first investors into a new product, a new type of technology, because once it's well established, it already costs a lot to invest in it, and you don't know how much growth you're going to make from that point onwards. But it is always worthwhile to invest in the well-established companies. So for technology, there's this thing called the Magnificent Seven stocks, which are stocks renowned for their secular growth trajectory, and they appeal to investors looking for substantial and consistent growth over extended periods because they're so well established.
Yeah, and so these Magnificent Seven are Meta, which is, well, Facebook and like Instagram, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, NVIDIA, Tesla, and Google. Otherwise, it says Alphabet, but that means Google. And like Olivia said, although you do want to start investing in something that starts first, the first thing to do something, if you're looking for a more, you know, steady and safe way of investing, these might be a great way to start.
Yeah, and it's also nice to think about how there might be things that you want to invest in starting out, but those same companies, those same investments might be steady in the future. I mean, consider NVIDIA. It's not really well established, as in that it's not existed for a long time, but it is now one of the Magnificent Seven, even though it's only existed for like a short period of time. And a couple years ago, you could have still considered NVIDIA as a bigger risk because it was a newer type of investment.
Yeah, and something that is really important to consider that kind of adds on to the growth is key aspect is that research and development are pivotal for tech firms to stay competitive and innovative in evolving markets.
Yeah, because having developing technology is really what makes a certain company stand out. All of these top companies are always evolving. Like Rashmi mentioned, most of the Magnificent Seven have incorporated AI in some way because they see that it is something that's growing and something that's going to be a part of the future.
And something that you have to make sure when investing is that you should see what the past trends are of that company. Are they always keeping up with it? Are they slacking off? And that kind of gives you a great way to see that if something new emerges into the market, you can kind of figure out the likeliness if that company will go after that or not.
Yeah. So significant research and development expenditures are common in the tech industry, and not seeing that should be a red flag because research and development reflects ongoing efforts to be innovative and to be the top of their game for that specific investment. And companies with efficient production processes will gain a competitive edge.
Yeah, and something else to consider when you want to invest into a technology company is the copyrights and patents that they have. Intellectual property protection adds substantial value by providing companies with exclusive rights, fostering innovation and market dominance.
Yeah, it makes these really high barriers for other companies to take away that certain part of that technology because you have complete control over it. You have complete control over the revenue because of a patent or a copyright.
Yeah, this kind of goes into my microeconomics class that I've taken last year, which Olivia's taking currently. And we kind of learned about the barriers that some companies will have trying to join into that. And patents are a great way for companies to be competitive. I mean, that's how it works. If you have a patent, it'll be harder for other companies to get into it and join you into whatever sector that you're doing.
Yeah, and it also makes your technology more unique because your company will be unique. It'll have a specific technology that other companies can't get into, which is why it's worthwhile to invest in companies that have unique products, that have complete control over their products, because you know that in the future, any growth from that product that you're looking at and hoping to invest in will remain with that certain company.
And finally, you have to think about revenue streams. So if you think of software as a service, those are companies which typically enjoy stable recurring revenue streams from long-term contracts. Those are some really good companies to invest in. But investors should assess factors like consumer retention and the ease of switching providers.
Yeah, and that also ties into the fact that any investment, including technology, is full of surprises. So the tech sector experienced robust growth in 2020 amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, but that might not always be true. This was true for a certain time period because companies were really adapting to remote work and digital transformation, and new technology was essential to actually have that happen.
Yeah, and even those initial concerns that happened, the sector actually continued to thrive in 2021, which was driven by innovation and infrastructure, green energy, and other emerging technologies.
And a rebound in 2023 showcased the sector's resilience with accelerated investment in artificial intelligence contributing to substantial growth. And you can continue to find growth even in an economic recession with technology, but this is a risk and it's not always going to be true. For the COVID-19 pandemic, it did happen, but that doesn't guarantee that technology sector will always be growing.
That's true. And we should always think about the risk versus the reward. We should think about how rapid technological advancements can pose a risk of obsolescence, which is when it's not being used, which we kind of talked about in the beginning of the episode, where you have to make sure you're always on top of your game. And if you don't see that company doing that, you can risk in people dropping out of that stock.
Yeah, despite having a unique product and new type of technology, the fact that the technology sector is always growing so much means that another company might in a few months release a product even better, even bigger, even fancier that people will like even more. I mean, let's consider iPhones. Every year, iPhone has a new version of their phones. And at the same time, Samsung and Google and all the other big players in the industry will be doing the same thing. So even if there are rapid technological advancements, it's possible that they will become obsolete in the very near future just because of how quickly things are changing, how quickly consumer wants are changing, and how quickly what technology people are actually interested in and what technology is thriving is changing.
And that's actually really true because if you think about iPhones, like you mentioned earlier, like I remember my parents buying like the iPhone 13 and it was really new and like the newest thing out. But all of a sudden, it was considered old the next moment the iPhone 14 came out. And it was just, you can see that it's just, everyone's like throwing it behind themselves. Like the moment something new comes out, people are chasing after that.
Yeah, and on top of all of these rapid advancements, there are also quick changes in regulation that could be occurring, and also geopolitical tensions that can affect technological investments.
Yeah, so if we think about the antitrust concerns, because a lot of these big companies that we talk about are almost monopolies, and those can have a huge effect on the economy because of the concentration of power that they have, and that can increase the volatility in the tech sector, which impacts the investor confidence and market performance.
And that's why investing in technology, if you're not really looking to be constantly changing your investments, constantly selling this stock but buying more of another one, you might be interested in getting an ETF or a mutual fund or something that can go over a large, diverse portfolio of technology investments and maintain that kind of advancement in the technology sector and the growth that you can get, while also ensuring that it's not too volatile and it's not too dangerous.
Yeah, and I think that if you're trying to start off, I don't think investing in a singular stock or a singular company like Tesla or Amazon is a good idea. And having that ETF where you can have a diversified portfolio is the most beneficial.
Yeah, of course. So that's all from today's episode on investing in the technology sector. Thanks for tuning in. This is Olivia and Rashmi,
Cashing Off.